SBS Audio is supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Prior to the pandemic, Australia's mature workforce was already battling ageism, with 68% of employers indicating that they were unwilling to employ workers over 50 in a 2018 survey by the Australian Human Resources Institute. Adam Ferrier, founder of creative agency Thinkabell, says that reluctance is often driven by cost. The average age of workers in his industry is 38 years, according to Australian government data.
Ageism in advertising is rife, and I think a lot of that is to do with the economics of it all. So older people have been more experienced and need to be paid more, and because that experience often isn't valued enough, people within advertising go for a cheaper option, which is a less experienced person.
In June last year, a report by the Brotherhood of St. Lawrence estimated that nearly 400,000 Australians aged between 51 to 65 have had their hours of employment impacted by COVID-19. Ron Maxwell, Chief Executive Officer of not-for-profit employment and training organisation Verto, says his organisation has been busy helping mature job seekers retrain for career change through the government-funded Skills Checkpoint program.
They still do have value. They still do have really high-quality skills, a lot of them. While their qualifications may be out of date, the skill and knowledge they have is quite valuable to employers.
Verto's Skills Checkpoint program runs across three states, the Australian Capital Territory, New South Wales and Victoria, targeting workers aged 45 to 70 who may have become unemployed or at risk of being made redundant. Maxwell admits that in addition to ageism, culturally and linguistically diverse mature age applicants tend to also encounter language barriers. He suggests looking for industries that are in demand in your local area, as well as identifying employers with cultural values that align with yours.
While they may be highly skilled in where they came from, unfortunately, when they present their qualifications to some employers, they may not recognise those. So there are opportunities out there for them to have those transferred across with some universities, or also they might just need a bit of a skill top-up to be recognised in this country.
For 57-year-old former automobile executive Raymond Hahn, job hunting amid COVID-19 became a challenge when international borders shut on his way home after finishing a post in Japan.
It was my grand plan to retire in Melbourne, but before that I wanted to go to Penang, Malaysia, where my wife is from. We had a flight to return to Melbourne on the 20th of March, and that's where things started to turn sideways. That flight was cancelled by the airline, and mainly because of COVID, and I've been stuck here ever since.
COVID-19 restricted Hahn's ability to physically attend job interviews in Australia, forcing him to think outside the square. He decided to go online to become a business and leadership coach.
I never expected that this is going to last so long, or being locked out of Australia for that long. As time went by, I needed to have plan B. So when I thought about that a little bit more, I thought, why don't I start my own business?
And Maxwell also recommends that mature age job seekers offer their service as contractors whilst searching for the next career opportunity.
It's always easier to transition when you're doing something already. So even if it's a couple of days a week, at least you're doing something and showing that there's an ability there to work, there's a willingness, and you're motivated.
Hahn went through vigorous research and self-study to understand and develop new skills to adapt to the changing business environment in a global pandemic.
We have to change our dynamic when the world, the environment's changed due to COVID-19. We cannot sit idly by and expect everything else to still be the same. A lot of people have lost their livelihood. We can't keep doing the same thing and expecting a different result. So we have to change and try to change for the better.
This resilience and courage to reinvent oneself is something that Ferrier witnessed in many older workers when his agency offered an 8-week paid internship for mature applicants last year. The response was overwhelming, with hundreds of applicants in the running for 3 internship placements. Ferrier says the first criteria is looking at whether the candidate and the agency can mutually benefit one another.
We then had a look at various people's skill set and had a look at the experience they've had and try to see where it could potentially match up with the various things the agency does as well. Finally, we interviewed people face-to-face for the last round just to see if we thought we'd get on with them or not.
Due to the impact of COVID-19, the internship program has been postponed to this year instead. Ferrier, who was a correctional psychologist working in prison settings, only joined advertising in his early 30s. Drawing from his experience, he believes that mature job seekers can still find work amidst a pandemic if they have the right story to sell.
For most people who've got a wealth of experience in something, it's up to them to try to join the dots and show how that experience might work or could be applied into the new field.
As for Han, his new career as a coach is just beginning after more than 7 months of preparation. He hopes that his fourth paid flight will actually get him home by March without further delays. To find out more about the Skills Checkpoint program in your area, visit the Australian Department of Education, Skills and Employment website. If you need emotional support, call the free Beyond Blue Coronavirus Mental Wellbeing Support Service on 1800 512 348. To access mostly free language help, call the National Translating and Interpreting Service on 131450 and ask to be redirected to your preferred organisation. The Viva podcast on making a career change amid COVID-19 was prepared by Amy Chen Yu Wong, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.